Good evening, everybody. So tonight I would like to go to 1 Timothy chapter 1, and we'll be in verses 12 through 17. This is going to be part of my message that I was supposed to have done on the weekend. It snowed really bad down in Passaic, so let's get to it. But I would like to start off in prayer, and then we'll get after it in the Word here. Dear Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for this church body and all that it does, and in your name, Lord. Thank you for all the folks that are here tonight to listen, and anybody that may listen to this recording. Lord, I just pray we're all blessed by the words that you give us, and that we apply them to our hearts and do everything we can for your kingdom, Lord. And all this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So, I want to read through 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17 first. And then we'll come back and start going through the verses. In verse 12 it says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." Verse 14, "And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting." Verse 17, "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." So, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, it says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. I should be thankful to God for his grace and mercy in allowing me to be used in the ministry of his word," which that may be something extra. I believe it is. But Christ put all of us in the ministry. We are in the business of the ministry of reconciliation. So we all know this. So this is going to be a bit of a repetition exercise. So when I first read that first verse, the word enabled caught my eye, and I looked up enabled or online, and it says enabled reflects the transformative and empowering work of the Holy Spirit, allowing individuals to fulfill their God-given purposes or callings. It underscores human dependence on God's divine strength and grace. So none of us are strong enough to be ministers in our own rights. We all need God. That's the only way we can do that. Because in this flesh dwells no good thing. So by strength, man is enabled to work. So we're able to do the work of God because he has called us to it. In Webster's 1828 dictionary, it says, "Enabled means to provide with competent knowledge or skill, and in general, with adequate means to get the work done." So, the more we train in God's Word, the more we read God's Word, the more we apply it, the more we repent of our sins, God can see our hearts and knows how He can use us. And we all have the opportunity each and every day. We need to look for the opportunity. We need to take the time to talk to people and just tell them our testimonies. We all have different testimonies. We all have different ways we came to the Lord. And the more people hear those things and different things from different people, the more they're going to find something in their own life that they can relate to and say, you know what? If God can help them with that, then He can help me with this. I can get in line. I can reconcile myself to God by reading His Word and accepting Him as my Lord and Savior. So as believers, we're in the ministry of reconciliation. And the action of being placed into this ministry of reconciliation is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses, and I have 17 through 19. And I'm going to read those. It says in verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Verse 18, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." In verse 19, "To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation." God's word is the word of reconciliation. We just need to share it with people. In this passage, he explains that God, through Jesus Christ, reconciled humanity to himself and trusted believers, all of us, with the mission of sharing this message of reconciliation with others. This ministry calls all believers to share the gospel and help restore lost souls into a relationship with God. Now, verse 13 of 1 Timothy chapter 1 says, "Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. I have too many sins to be counted, but I have obtained mercy because of my ignorance." Well, I would just say that I abounded in ignorance. I had that all covered pretty well before I came to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Until I met Jesus, I did everything my way, which did not work out so well. But it led me here. And because we are all sinners, Christ died for us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God in Romans 3:23. In verse 14 of 1 Timothy chapter 1, "And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." So, the grace of our Lord, He gave me all kinds of grace, exceedingly abundant, with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. I didn't think there was anywhere to go, any way I could be of use, until God just caught me one night when I was feeling pretty low. And it's like, either take me out or put me to work, one or the other. And I did not want to be taken out. So here I am many years later, after salvation, bringing God's word to you by His grace and mercy. I'm learning as I go. I'm trying to learn how to do this better. Because I want the message to be effective, and I want it to change people's lives. The grace of our Lord is unearned, but freely given, which takes us to Ephesians 2:8-9. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." His grace covers everything. Verse 15 of 1 Timothy chapter 1 says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And that's what Paul said, but I would say I'm in the running. Not that I ought to be in competition for that, but anyway, anybody that hasn't been following Christ would have a good resume for being chief in this category. Verse 16 of chapter 1 in 1 Timothy says, "Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting." So, all of the things that I look back at in my own personal life, and probably everybody before they knew Christ, all these things that we've done that were or would have been disappointing to God, He knew us as sinners then, but He called us to Him. And He uses those things so that we can help others in those situations. And I've had the opportunity to do that a few times with all the things that I had going on in my life. And don't know how things turned out exactly for the folks that I spoke to, but I hope and pray that it planted a seed and somebody else could water. And hopefully I'll see those people living faithful lives as they go along. And finally, I said that already. God can use any of our testimonies to help people live or into a right relationship with Him. In verse 17 of chapter 1 in 1 Timothy, it says, "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." In Revelation chapter 4, verses 6 through 11, it talks about this glory of God forever and ever. Honor and glory be to God. So in verse 6 of Revelation 4, it says, "And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And the rest, and they rest not day." No, wait a minute. "And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders that were there fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created," which is us and everything else that's around. So, historically, Paul recounts his past as a sinner and the grace that he received despite all the actions he took to fight against God. And because of this powerful testimony, people then and now have found out that God's grace is available to everyone, regardless of their past. So Paul became a living example of God's transformative powers, enabling all believers to be in the ministry. One doctrinal thing I saw in there was it talks about Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners. We all know that. But how do they get saved? So your faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We've got to share the word of God, and we've got to share our testimonies and let people know what God has done in our lives so that they can get a glimpse of what they can do or what he can do for them. This passage of Scripture serves to remind us that God's grace is sufficient for anything. We cannot out-sin his mercy and grace because it's endless. And his love transforms us into instruments for his glory. So that's the message for this evening. So let's go to prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for these words from 1 Timothy. Thank you for the message that Paul gave us, that even a sinner like himself or a sinner like us can be saved. And we need to share that information with our friends and family and everybody in our circles and make sure that everyone has the opportunity to be saved by his grace. Again, thank you for this church. Thank you for all of our pastors and their families and all of the time and effort that gets put in to the ministry of reconciliation at our church. I just thank you and praise you just for all the things you do for us, Lord. And all this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.